This call is being recorded.
This had been planned for you for this day, and we have been speaking to Susan of it. I want you to know how loved you are. I want you to connect with those that are working with you. I want you to know that even though you may feel like a lone soldier on your path, that there are so many that are here to be with you, to work with you, to share with you, to care with you, to love you. I've been excited about times that are coming. And we actually said on Wednesday that within the next 2 weeks you would be seeing something wonderful in the news that would excite all of you. And we are still planning this. Everything is in place in the higher dimensions. At this point in time, it is in place to manifest in your world. I know that there are so many times that you have heard these kinds of words before, and our interpretation of soon is very different from your interpretation. I'm given today time for you to plan on. See something wonderful in your lives. We are very excited about the advance for all of those who have the opportunity to participate and all of those who will have the opportunity to listen at later times. These are days, moments, minutes, where everything you do moves you closer and closer to your time of ascension. We have been and still are excited about this group, for you are close to our heart. We know that even with the difficulties that you have on a moment-to-moment basis, that everything is where it's supposed to be. Take faith. Take love. Take everything you have in your heart. Give it to yourself. Because you are the most important person in the world at this time. Each and every one of you, and all of you who listen, and all of you who read, and all of you who hear, I am Lady Nada.
Greetings to you.
Greetings.
One who serves here with you and is here also standing by with questions. But before we start that, we have a short message here as well. It is interesting the conversation here earlier. As you know, we've dropped very often here and know what these things are that are you are talking about. And in some cases, we even push those things to you to speak about. And in particular, you were speaking about the frequency raising and the consciousness changing that is going on because of the waves and all of these things. And this is certainly so. There is so much happening at so many levels. It is beyond your imagining at this point, at your three-dimensional level. You have to be able to look at the larger picture, the big picture here. But we understand that in your understanding or your level that you are finding yourselves, you have to be concerned with the little picture, the part that you are playing in. But there are so many facets here. And one of these particular facets is what you were speaking about with the technology, the plug, the consciousness or the device that you are using here, which is certainly from ancient times. And this particular device is much more than you can even imagine yet at this point. You are beginning to find the various uses and the things that you can do with this. But you have not even touched the surface yet of this. There is so much more yet to come. But it is interesting what the James said. You're talking about the pests being pushed away and the not being able to be in the frequency and this type of thing. And the James said, we'll push away the cabal. And you all laughed, and this was funny, yes. But it is more than what you can imagine. It is actually pushing the cabal away in some respects. It is all a part of the frequency and the raising of the frequency. And as this frequency raises, they are in some ways just like the pests. They cannot be in this frequency. And as this frequency continues to raise and you continue to move these energies around from building to building and person to person and car to car and whatever it might be, you are going to experience this more and more, that everything is being pushed away, repelled from the frequencies that are not meant to be in these frequencies, because the lower vibrational beings and entities and all of this cannot handle these higher frequencies. So you are doing amazing things with what you are doing in terms of spreading the energy, spreading the light, spreading the love, all of this. And as the frequency changes within you, you change the frequency all around you. So this is continuing to happen and will continue to happen. And we understand the one Jeffrey said, that 10 million have been affected by this. And we would say it is beyond that at this point. It is what is the geometric progression here that is going on. And it will continue to raise and raise, and it will sweep across the entire planet. So you are doing very much with just this one little device. We just wish you to know this and understand this and continue to work with this and learn and understand these different frequencies that are happening because of this and what it is changing because of this, just as you have been doing. But as we say again, you have only scratched the surface here. There is so much more. And yes, it was also said that the technologies that are coming are even far beyond what this little plug can do. So there is so much coming, so much going to happen. And yes, there are announcements coming. There's going to be a rather major announcement that is coming. James does not know this yet, so we are saying it now, either with the Wednesday call with the Hollow Earth, or if not that one, it will be at the next one, the one on the Sunday. So it is important that if you can be on the call or in person here in the room, it is important to be a part of that, because it is one thing to be personally there at the time. It is another to read about it or hear it at another time. There is still effect. There is still frequency changes that occur from this, and DNA downloads and all of these things, but it is more so when you are in the proximity of where this is taking place. Okay?
Okay.
You have questions now for One Who Serves and Ashira.
I have a question. This is Christine.
Yes.
I was feeling an incredible amount of light, you know, for 2 days, and then I crashed and burned, meaning I was feeling a lot of pain and anger and crying a lot. And is that just simply, you know, light in, garbage out?
Tierra, yes, you wish to go with this?
I will go with this. This is a typical pattern for so many who are upon the face of the planet at this time. Riding high, having your frequency at a very good rate, and then something knocks you off, or you wake up the next morning and you are full of tears, and that leads to all kinds of sad things. Don't worry about it. Just pick yourself up, be nice, brush yourself off. The next morning you probably are going to have a whole new look at things again. Things are changing so rapidly, and all of these changes are hitting you from all directions And so, you know, it's just part of what life is right now. Some people are experiencing it more than others, but it is a normal experience, and you have done nothing wrong. Just allow it to be, allow it to flow in and flow out, and be ready for a new day the next day. All right?
And thank you.
Yes, thank you. One who serves.
Yes, and there is always the, what is the idea of the rest and the energy and the rest. And there are times when you are in an energetic state and everything is seeming wonderful and going great, and then the next moment there is the rest, there is the down point, there is the, can be depression and all of this. But it is important to know that you can bring yourself out of this in a moment's notice. Just like you can drop down in a moment, you can go right back up in a moment. And there was the one, the mentor who used to work with this James, he has passed on some time ago, but he used to have a saying, and this was, you get glad in the same shorts you got sad in. So you know that. It can change it very quickly. But it is consciousness. It is consciousness that changes it. So if you are feeling a little bit down, then look around you and see the beauty and feel grateful for all that you do have. And I promise you, you do this and it will all come around very quickly. Okay?
Okay.
Other questions here?
I have a question. This is Karen. There was noise going on when you said the date, so I just want to confirm. You were speaking into April 20th or the 24th for the possible announcement. Is that correct?
We were speaking in terms of this Wednesday coming up here with the Hollow Earth call, or the first Sunday of the month of May. Either one. Depends on all those things, as Lady Nada was saying, as well, when they occur.
Very
much
good.
Is in the works, much is in planning stage now, but it is looking very much like it will be appearing here in the next 1 to 2 weeks here.
Thank you. And a second question, would you share some insight into, there's a mothership called the Dove. My consciousness was guided towards that, but I've not been able to access any information on it. I would appreciate some insight into the mothership called the Dove.
You will not necessarily find information on various ships and vehicles out there at this point, because they are not common knowledge yet. You hear some give names and have expression of knowing of some of these, and then for the most part, though, nobody knows what these ships are called or anything here on this planet. But that is going to change very shortly. Of course, you have heard of the New Jerusalem and several other ships, but do not be concerned about what one is called or not called, because what is in a name, it does not have much meaning. Only what the one who is meaning to have the meaning for is where it counts.
Okay, it was addressed directly to me that that's where I'm spending most of my sleep time energies are on the mothership called the Dove.
Yes, and for that, or you are asking that directly now, then that is correct.
Okay.
Anything to add here, Ashira?
No, I would follow my heart. Follow your intuition about this. And you will know what you need to know when you need to know it. We would also agree that you are not going to find information to be able to look it up and find it in an encyclopedia, as you may have once done years ago with other things. However, take the time in meditation, in a conscious way, to be grateful for your opportunity to meet with others that you serve with, and see how that opens doors.
Thank you.
Yes, and as we find it, you can ask Google a lot of things, but you cannot yet ask Google this. It will not give you much information.
That is true. Thank you.
I have a question.
Yes.
Supposedly to get 8 hours of sleep. I now get about 4. I still feel pretty good all the time. I'm wondering why I'm only getting 4 hours of sleep when I used to be able to get 8 hours without any trouble.
Yes.
What's changed in the my body or whatever it is that's causing this? Because I've heard it from other people too. It's
yes.
Not just...
First of all, there is no supposedly. It is what it is. So do not think you have to have 8 hours or 4 hours or 20 hours or anything of this nature. It is just what it is, and your bodies are changing, your mind, your consciousness, all of this is changing, and it will require more or less sleep. It really will depend on many factors at the time. So as things change, as frequencies continue to rise, you will most likely find you require less and less sleep as you have moved through these various what are being called the ascension symptoms. And at some point, you will come to a point where you will require no sleep. So that is in the future, certainly after more ascension, but it is something you are moving toward. Ashira, anything to add here?
I do not think so. Thank you.
Very good. Any other questions here?
Can we do without eating?
That is also coming. That will also be. Yeah. Many are already beginning to notice their changes in appetite. Yeah. Either certain foods that they used to eat and no longer require or even want. And others are finding they're not eating as much or needing to eat as much. That is also part of it. And eventually you will come to the point where you will require no food at all, except for possibly in a social situation or something of this nature. But that is yet to be determined because as a whole, as a race, this has not happened before. Okay?
Yes, I would say that... whether or not you eat is not important. There are times you're going to eat a lot, and then there's times you may not eat much. But there are lots of celebrations that are planned for all of those upon the earth. Lots of celebrations, times to share good food and good times and love. So don't be in a hurry to give up food entirely because we have wonderful things planned.
Are there other questions here?
Yes.
Yes?
Oh, I'm muted. Yes, I understand that we can eat if we choose to, but we don't have to eat to have life in our body. But the question I have on the body and all, will we have to breathe? Like we do now. This has been on my mind a long time. I know it's just a silly question, but do you breathe? Do you have to breathe the oxygen? Will our bodies need to have the same breath we have now?
Very interesting. Yes. Sierra, do you want to?
No, let's give you a start.
Very good. Okay. So the idea of breathing is certainly in your three-dimensional world, you certainly need to do that. If you don't breathe, see what happens.
Yeah.
But if as you are moving up in vibration, moving up in frequency, and your body is becoming lighter and lighter, and all of these things, then you will find that the idea of breathing, you will still be breathing if you are in a physical body of some type, even if it is a higher vibrational body, there will be breathing, certainly. But it will not be, pressurized breathing or something that you have to be focused on. It will be so natural. Now, we understand you naturally breathe now, but it will be a different type of breathing, and it will have a different effect on you. And the idea of the oxygen and all of this thing, you will be in a state where there will be greatly more oxygen. So this is also coming with the new technologies that will be, there are actually oxygen machines or devices that will release oxygen. This has been largely kept back from you by the various forces, the cabal and all of this, have held these oxygenated devices back because they knew if they were released, that it would cure all illnesses, diseases, sicknesses, all of this. So all of this is coming. So it is a very good question, but it is a little premature yet at this point.
Well, thank you so much.
We would add, Brita, that the fifth dimensional and higher experiences, breathing is part of air that you take in throughout your entire body, air that you take in through your skin. It's a whole life opportunity. It is not one that is just focused on lungs and heart as you have now. And then there are a myriad of beings upon the planet, such as the Mer people, who breathe in a totally different fashion. And you, if you want, can have an opportunity to live as a Mer person and live in their wonderful world. So there are many different ways to think about breathing. But as one other said, you don't need to be concerned about whether or not or how you are going to function in this area, because it is much easier for breathing as well as everything else.
Yes, very good. Any further questions here?
Thank you.
Yes.
No more questions, then we will release channel. Shanti, peace be with you. Be the one.
Shanti.
Thank you. Shanti. I am Ashira. I'm so glad to have this time with you this afternoon. We had a kind of quiet group on Wednesday night, and then at the end it opened up for many questions, so I was wondering if this would happen here today.
Mm-mm.
All of you, each of you, is experiencing your life in your own way. None of you has the experience with one another as friends or family in the way that they are seeing and experiencing things. You are one of 9 billion people on this planet who are having 9 billion different experiences. And so that those of you who come into this room, into the circle, on Sundays and Wednesdays through the phone and through the personal experience are to be commended. You all place your personal needs on the side and share with the group. Come together with open hearts. Share those things which are a little bit far out, perhaps, from what others might experience. This has been established as a safe conduit for you to experience your world and to share those experiences here. It's a safe place to be a little negative occasionally and then switch back into the positive notes again. This is a wonderful place to be, and all of us who serve you are wonderfully happy or exactly who you are at this point in time. My love and blessings, Mama. Thank you.